The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Zvolchim Daf Samach.
Our Gemara discusses Mizbeach and there's a lot on Daf Samach Beis about the Ribua of the Mizbeach, so I wanted to discuss the halacha which is negia to us, which the Pesukim bring a lot of rayas from the Mizbeach, the halacha of tefillin. We know that tefillin is a din that it has to be merubah, it has to be square. And everybody knows that with time, although the tefillin perhaps are made very, very square, nevertheless, with the passage of time, generally the tefillin ends up losing a little bit of its ribuah, the corners get a little bit of a blunted, and the walls could be a little bit not as straight as they were when they were made. So there's a lot of arichas in the Pesukim about what exactly is ma'akev by the tefillin, and when a person has to be concerned about the ribuah that he can't make a bracha anymore. I just want to point out that anything I'm going to say in these shiurim is halacha v'loy l'maisa, nobody should be samech on it, and any shaylos l'maisa you should ask your rav. I just want to speak about these inyanim to bring out a few examples of how the halacha of ravuah by the mizbeach reflects on the din of ravuah by tefillin. So the first thing that I wanted to say over is there's a tshuva of Chesed Lavrom. He's a grandson of the Nesivus. So he has a tshuva where he says a few svaras to be makel in the ribua of tefillin. One svar he says is that the ribua of tefillin doesn't have to be bediktuk. It doesn't have to be exact. And he brings a few rayas. He says as long as when you look at it, it looks like it's square, that's enough, and you don't have to make sure that it's actually perfectly square, as long as Lamari Einov, it looks like it's square. One raya he brings from is the fact that there's a halacha that if an esrig is chasar, if there's something missing in an esrig, the halacha is that it's pasul. But Lamaisa the Gemara says that if it's missing a tiny bit, it's not a problem, only if it's missing ke'isr. Only if there's a certain shear, how much it has to be missing. So it's a raya that the din of that the din of the Torah gives a ravua and chaser by esrig are not bediktuk mamish. So on this, I saw the tshuva Eretz Tzvi, who was written right before the Second World War, right before the Holocaust, by one of the reshivas in Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. He writes that no, that's the din of esrig. It's halachol meish misina by esrig. That's the shear of the chesaron. But who said that applies to tefillin? Another raya he brings is from the mizbeach. It says the Gemara in Chulin talks about what is the pegima that is ma'akev by the mizbeach. So there's two mandamrim over there. One mandamr says that it's a tefach, if a tefach is missing from the mizbeach, and one mandamr says if a kezayis is missing from the mizbeach. So he says, you see that the din of ribua is not a mashu, there's a certain shear of how much should be missing. So again, the Eretz Tzvi asks on him that it's true, ain't a chanami, by mizbeach, it's not a mashu, it has to be a tefach or a kezayis, but if you start to calculate how much that would come out to, with regard to tefillin, you would have to, well obviously if a tefach of the tefillin is missing, you don't have any tefillin anymore. So you would have to say that proportionally, just like if a tefach is missing from the mizbeach, so he says a tefach is either 1 out of 192, if you cheshbon one side of the mizbeach. He says if you cheshbon the entire mizbeach, it ends up being a tiny fraction of the full size of the mizbeach. So it should come out, if so, that by tefillin, if you have a tiny fraction of the tefillin, 1 out of 10,000 or something, a very, very small number, that should be ma'akev by the tefillin. In defense of the Chesed Lavrom, we can argue that what the Chesed Lavrom meant to say was not that you don't look at it proportionally, and also you don't say that the tefillin has to be missing a tefach, obviously. The point is, his main goal is to say that the chesaron has to be nearly nayim. So by the mizbeach, ain't a chanami. It's a very big structure. So if you have an inch missing from the mizbeach, it's not nearly nayim. But if you have a tefach missing, that's nearly nayim. So by tefillin, again, you would have to have something which is nearly nayim, that the ribuah is not kayim, and the ribuah has been ruined. So that's why he's bringing a raya from the shear of tefach or kazayis. Not that you would look at it proportionally when it comes to tefillin, but you would say that just like by mizbeach, you see you have a shear that has to be nearly nine. So too by tefillin, it has to be nearly nine. That's one heter that the Chesed Avraham brings down. Another heter he says is that if the middle of the mizbeach, he brings a raya from a Taisin Zvachim Daf Nundalad says, Yasakasha. According to one of the Amiroim, the yisoid of the mizbeach only went on a little bit more than two of the sides of the mizbeach, but not, it didn't go all the way around the mizbeach. So Frek Teches of Avram, if it comes out that the ribua of the mizbeach at that point was ruined. So Taisis know that ribua of the mizbeach is only ma'akiv if most of the height of the mizbeach does not have a good ribua. But if it's just, one second, I'm sorry. Taisis says that the only place where ribua is ma'akiv is the makam ha'marocha, the top of the mizbeach. But if there's a problem somewhere along the height of the mizbeach, that's not ma'akiv. The Achronim ask on this that the Gemara in Chulin seems to say that the opposite of what Taisis says. The Gemara in Chulin seems to say that if, as far as Kisei Adam is concerned, the Gemara says you can't do Kisei Adam on Kodshim. Why? Because if you're going to put offer on the mizbeach in order to do kisei adam, and you're going to be mevatel there, like you would have to do in order to avoid chatzitza problems, then you'll be moisif on the binyan. And Taisus says, what's the problem if you're moisif on the binyan? Says Taisus that ruins the ribua of the mizbeach. So here you see clearly that the ribua of the mizbeach is being ruined even in the middle of the height of the mizbeach. Because otherwise, we're talking over there about a bird. Chatas behema does not need kisei adam. The only thing that needs kisei adam is oif. And a oif, the halacha is that you could do it anywhere in the top half of the mizbeach. Or the bottom half of the mizbeach by a chatas. So, if so, you see clearly from Taisis over there in Zvachim that any kilkel in the ribu of the mizbeach anywhere along the height of the mizbeach is not going to be a problem. Nevertheless, the Chesed Lavram brings down this Taisis as a raya that if somewhere along the height of the tefillin there's a kilkel in the ribuah, let's say the wall goes in a little bit or something like that, or if there, so he says certainly if most of the height of the tefillin is okay with the ribuah, that would not be a problem when it comes to tefillin, and just like Taisa says by the mizbeach. Again, like we're saying, that a lot of achronim ask on this hatter also. The Minchas Yitzchak actually brings a very interesting raya to this heter of the Chesed Lavram. The Minchas Yitzchak says that he brings down a marsham, that the marsham asks the question. Everybody knows in our tefillin we have a shin sticking out of the side of the tefillin shel roish. So frek the marsham, l'chayer that shin ruins the ribua. So he says, even if you'll tell me that the shin is something that you have to do so it can't ruin the ribua, but he says the tagim of the shin, there are parts of the shin that are not necessarily ma'akiv, and those parts should ruin the ribuah. So the Marsham and the Minchas Yitzchak also wants to prove and say la halacha that if there's a kilkel in the ribuah along the walls of the batim, that is not a problem. Another heter that the Chesed Avram says, and we'll finish with this, and Mitzrayim Mamshach tomorrow with the other achroinim and other hasagas on these heterim. Another heter he says is that there's aloch of gardumim. Everybody knows that tzitzis, you have to have eight strings from the start, and there's a shear of yud beis that's boys for how long the strings of the tzitzis have to be. But if the strings get cut off and they end up being a lot shorter than that, it's going to be kosher. And there's a lot of very detailed halachas with regard to this. But there's aloch known as gardumim. That means that even though you have to do a mitzvah in a specific way, when you make the thing l'chatchila, when you make tzitzis l'chatchila, but the evet after you made it, and then it gets cut off, it's kosher l'chatchila to put it on, because it was made properly. So the Chesed Avraham wants to say that it could be, that you could say the same thing by tefillin. That if you made the tefillin properly, even though something happens later on, to ruin the tefillin, it's gonna be okay. So he brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says in one place that the tefillin have to be merubois. They have to be square. In another place, the Rambam says that if you make the tefillin round like an egois, round like a nut, the halacha is that they're pasul. So, frak the chesel Avram, that the Rambam's astira. Over here he says that it has to be exactly square. The other place he says that if you make it round like a nut, then it's going to be a problem. So he wants to tell you that the teretz to the Rambam is like this. L'chatchila, when you make the tefillin, it has to be perfectly square. After you made the tefillin perfectly square, if something happens later on and makes the tefillin round, then it's only going to be possible if it becomes round like an egois. But if you just lose the ribua a little bit, that's not going to be a problem because of this halacha of Gerduman. Mirz Hashem will be mamshach tomorrow a little bit more with these halachas.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.